This is a CBC podcast.
A German couple's boat is stuck in the ice in Happy Valley Goose Bay. Harold and Sylvia Paul wanted to head south by boat after a road trip to the U.S. fell through. Now, though, they're hunkering down for the winter. Labrador Morning's John Gowdy visited Harold Paul and his wife to hear their story.
Harold, you were just out cutting wood.
Yeah, we have several heater systems, and one of part is that small wood stove, and that heat the whole room and my main engine too. I have some pipes around that wood stove with a small circulation pump, and I heat the rooms and the main engine. Very important.
You are here for the next while, but you didn't want to be here.
No. The story is it's a little amazing. We came here for check in on the Coast Guard, right? Or border service, you say border service, and we did that everything, and they gave us 6 months to stay in Canada. I say, okay, it's no problem. And then I prepare a new trip. I want to go on motorbike, heading to south. We did that. I bought in Goose Bay a motorbike, and it was nice time. We put the boat on the dry dock in the Nunatsiavut Marina.
Okay. Right? You put your boat in dry dock here at the marina.
Yes.
And the plan is to go by motorcycle to the United States.
Yes.
What happens?
The United States say to us, we cannot let go you in. I say, oh, why? Yeah, we have some problems with you. You have an unused lifestyle. You have not enough stamps in your passport. And you stay too long away from your home. I say, oh, of course, I'm a traveler. I'm a journalist. I'm a travel journalist. And if I travel, then I can write down my stories. But if I cannot travel, then I cannot write down my stories. And they say, no, we cannot let you go in. I say, okay.
So you turn around. And you come back to Happy Valley Goose Bay.
Yes.
By your motorcycle.
Yes, by the motorcycle.
Okay.
Yes.
And now what is the plan?
Yeah, the plan was then, of course, the weather situation was outside bad, but if we handle that very slow, we can't do that and handle farther south, right?
Okay. So what time of the season is it by now?
It's a little more than 3 weeks ago.
So your boat is in dry dock and you want to get out of here.
Yes. Yeah, I go back to the marina. They put me out. I pay for the whole season, of course. And the problem was now that was a little ship traffic there. And I was there by the bus. And I asked him, please, can you put me back in the water? They talked to me. Yeah, we are right now very busy, of course, because the ferries, they must load you for the last time for the winter time. And I must have a little time. I say, yeah, of course, I know that because I have experience with the ship traffic. 2, 3, 4 days is not a problem.
But how long did it take before you were put into the water?
Yeah, now it's unbelievable. We don't understand that, and nobody understands it too. They don't put us in the water over 17 days, and we don't know why they did it.
Was it a question of money or
I paid everything before. There was money enough there because I paid for the whole winter time and the lifted up with the reach stocker. I paid that too. That was, I swear, close to $600. It was, everything was paid, no problem. And we had one situation that was a little open water because the ferry was loaded. She waited only for good weather situation outside. And we had all strips round the boat. This was, everything was perfect. The reach stocker was warm up. Everything was perfect. And we opened the shackle, and then it's coming a new order. No, we can't put in the water. We are busy. They don't put us in the water. It was only 20 minutes more, and then we are in the water. They don't put us in the water. Nobody understands why they did that.
Okay, so, and do you think that was your last chance to get out into the open water?
Yes, maybe that was the last one. You never know, because the weather situation and the sea, that is every time they change a little. But if a ferry go in front of me and the ice is not too thick, the problem is if one ship break the ice, they make the ice double. And that is a very important thing. If you go close to after the boat, then that's possible to do that, but only if the ice is not too thick.
So 17 days later, you're finally put into the water. And then?
Yeah, okay, there was a big tanker there. He pushed all ice together. And the tanker, that was a very friendly captain, he came to me because I stay close to the wharf and say, you kind of stay there because I must leave today and the wash from my propeller destroy you. I say, oh, how we can handle that? We start to cut. I had a guy with me. He helps me a little and we start to cut the ice open, but it was impossible. It's more than 1 foot thick.
So you cut it with what? using a chainsaw?
Yeah, with chainsaw, with two chainsaws. But it was unbelievable. It's impossible. And then I sailed a little out of the wharf, and there was ice a little thinner, and I break that with my boat, and up and down, up and down, and now I'm here. I cut every day now, more than 1 week, I cut every day, comes out of the hold approach from the harbor, right? Because it's coming a new tanker. That is a big problem.
2 weekends ago,
yes,
there was a tanker that came in, right?
Yeah, that's right. And he stays there, low down, oil or whatever, right? And then she must leave, right? It was heavy ice, of course, right? And the icebreaker was available too, but he's gone now. That was the next problem. On that Monday, what we want to do, put the boat in the water, that was the icebreaker available too. And this was everything okay. But they don't put us in the water.
The situation now is that you are frozen in.
Yes, gone. For the next 6 months, or I don't know exactly what is happening with the wintertime, is 100% gone. We have more than, I say, close to two feet ice, and it's 100% gone. We wait now. It's maybe in 2 months, it's another situation or whatever. I don't know what's happening then.
Okay, well, good luck to you this winter.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, sir.
And that's Harold Paul from Germany. His boat is stuck in Happy Valley Goose Bay. He says he and his wife are allowed to be in the country until the middle of March.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.